All right, buckle up, everyone, because today's deep dive might just surprise you.
Oh, is that right? What are we diving into today?
Well, let's just say it involves whiplash, car accidents, and maybe even a little legal drama.
Ooh, okay. Now you've got my attention. I was just looking at this website for OKC Spine and Injury Relief Center, and it seems like they're really emphasizing the whole legal and insurance side of things.
Right. You don't usually see that on a chiropractor's website. It makes you wonder, are they trying to attract accident chasers or just being realistic about what people need after a crash?
It's definitely a different approach, that's for sure. I mean, they're talking about medical lands and working with attorneys right there on the homepage. Not exactly your typical chiropractic sales
pitch. It's true. It's almost like they're saying, hey, if you're in a fender bender, we've got your back legally and medically.
Exactly. It's interesting because on one hand, it seems very savvy. Like they're understanding that dealing with the aftermath of an accident is about more than just the physical injuries.
Yeah, and they even go so far as to offer $0 out-of-pocket consultations, which, let's be honest, is probably music to anyone's ears after a car accident.
Absolutely. Yeah. They're definitely tapping into that anxiety people feel about medical bills. But I also wonder if it kind of downplays the importance of seeking care, even if you don't think you've been seriously injured.
That's a really good point, because as anyone who's been in a car accident knows, sometimes the pain doesn't even show up right away, right?
Exactly. And this website actually addresses that in their FAQ section. They talk about how it's common for symptoms to be delayed after an accident, which is something a lot of people don't realize.
Oh, yeah. I remember when I got rear-ended a few years back, I felt fine at first, then bam, the next day I could barely turn my head.
That's so common. And there's actually a physiological reason for that.
Really? What's going on there?
Well, immediately after a traumatic event, your body goes into this sort of survival mode, releasing adrenaline and other hormones that can mask pain.
So it's like our body is trying to protect us from going into shock or something.
Exactly. It's all about prioritizing immediate survival. Yep. Your body's like, we'll deal with the pain later. Right now, we need to make sure you're safe.
Wow, that's fascinating. So basically, our bodies are capable of pulling off some pretty incredible feats when it comes to self-preservation.
Absolutely. But as we all know, what goes up must come down.
And boy, does it ever come down. It's like our bodies give us this grace period and we think we're in the clear, but then wham.
Exactly. And just like ignoring a financial debt can come back to bite you, so can ignoring those early pain signals.
It's so true. I feel like we've all been there, toughing it out, telling ourselves it's probably nothing. But this website really drives home the point that listening to our bodies is crucial, especially after something like a car accident.
It's a lesson that goes way beyond car accidents, honestly.
Yeah.
Paying attention to those subtle changes, those little aches and pains, that's how we stay ahead of the game when it comes to our health.
So we're talking about being proactive, not just reactive.
Exactly. Don't wait for a minor ache to turn into a major problem.
Yeah.
And speaking of aches and pains, one thing I found really interesting on this website was their focus on how whiplash can manifest. Like, they even link it to headaches, which I wouldn't have necessarily put together.
Right. They actually have this whole diagram showing how the force of the impact can radiate through the spine and cause all sorts of issues, headaches being one of them. It really highlights how complex whiplash can be.
Definitely. And that's where they cleverly bring in their expert, Dr. Atkinson. They really emphasize his experience in treating whiplash, almost like they're saying, look, we've got the specialist you need right here.
Yeah, it makes you wonder how much people are swayed by that kind of personal emphasis versus, say, seeing a bunch of clinical studies or statistics.
That's a good question. I think it depends on the person, right?
Yeah.
Some people find comfort in knowing there's a seasoned professional at the helm, while others might be more data-driven.
Totally. It's like some people swear by online reviews, while others would rather get a recommendation from a friend.
Exactly. It all comes down to what builds trust for you as an individual. And speaking of trust, can we talk about the design of this website for a second? Because I have to say, it's pretty slick.
Oh, yeah. They've definitely got that whole marketing thing down pat. Clear calls to action, glowing testimonials. They're not messing around.
It's a well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
Which, you know, makes you think about the business side of healthcare and how important it is to strike that balance between providing information and, well,
and not being overly salesy.
Exactly. It's a fine line, for sure.
Mm.
But it really highlights the need for us to be savvy healthcare consumers, don't you think? We can't just take everything we see online at face value.
It's like anything else in the digital age, buyer beware. We have to be willing to do our own research, ask questions, and not be afraid to get a second opinion. It's like they say, if it sounds too good to be true.
It probably is. But hey, maybe that's a little cynical.
I maybe just a little, but you're right, we have to keep our skepticism in check.
Definitely. Okay, so where does this all leave us? We've gone down this rabbit hole of whiplash, chiropractors, and the wild world of online marketing.
It's funny how these deep dives take on a life of their own, isn't it?
It really is. But that's the fun of it, right? You start with one little thread, and before you know it, you're unraveling a whole tapestry.
Absolutely. It just goes to show there's always more to learn, even when you think you've got a handle on things.
And speaking of learning, I think this deep dive highlighted something really important. We often don't know what we don't know.
Especially when it comes to our own bodies, right? Like, we talked about how pain can be delayed after an accident, but what about all those other times we ignore those little aches and pains?
Ooh, that's a good point. Are we missing out on crucial information by not tuning in?
That's what I'm thinking. It's like, maybe our bodies are trying to tell us something, but we're so busy just going about our lives that we don't even notice.
It's like having a check engine light blinking in the background, and we're just trying to pretend it's not there.
And we all know how well that usually ends. So I guess the takeaway here is, we need to be more mindful, not just of the big stuff, but those subtle cues our bodies are sending us.
Absolutely. Listen to those whispers, those little niggles. Because sometimes, the smallest signs can lead to the biggest breakthroughs.
And on that note, I think we've done our deep dive for today. But hey, the conversation doesn't have to end here. What do you say, listeners? Have you ever experienced delayed pain after an injury? Or maybe you've had an experience with a chiropractor that you want to share. Head over to our website and let us know. And as always, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, stay curious.